Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For some people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We own buildingfortunesradio.com. I started it back at the tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013, because I wanted a microphone to be able to, and a platform to be able to share some of our views. So I usually do this radio show with a guest who, by the way, isn't here yet. She might have sent me an email, which maybe I didn't see, or she might just be running late. So if she shows up, I'll switch my introduction. But I hardly ever get a chance to actually do a radio show on my own anymore because we always have guests. So I'll take this opportunity to at least bring you up to speed on some of the things that we've been working on. Since 2020 started, I expanded our product line to include, of course, everything else that we do with the leads, the radio shows, the classified ad accounts. What else do we do? We do MLM.news. We have a whole bunch of other different websites, self-replicating things like that. But I picked up a product line where we started to sell business loans. And I work with a gal, her name is Coletta, who was referred to me by one of our customers, and as a result of that, his name is David. So as a result of a referral, I was kind of intrigued with some of the things that she was working on, and only because I'm a business owner, I have been approached by people for funding, meaning they want to have me borrow money from them forever. And as a result of that, I've kind of been frustrated by their lack of training, or the training that they might have. It was almost like the same person was doing the training over and over again. And I just said, you know, to myself, if I were to ever do that industry, I would do it differently. But I didn't want to do that industry differently because I can't do everything. And as most of you know, as an entrepreneur, you probably have more ideas than you'll ever be able to implement. So I kind of know my limits. I want to focus, if you will, on the things at hand. But I was always somewhat intrigued. When this gentleman put me in front of this gal, she told me what she was doing, and we partnered together, and I'll leave out the details, but the reality was is I recognized that small businesses don't have the same opportunities as multi-billion dollar industries do when it comes to finding funding. So, you know, you guys in MLM and home-based businesses, you might do crowdfunding. But a small business doesn't do like a crowdfunding thing usually. Small business would have to go to a bank or a traditional lender. And due to the predatory natures of the way things work, it's harder and harder and harder for a small business to get the funding that they really need. So since I had made the statements that I did a little bit earlier, and I had the opportunity to work with someone, I said, you know what, let's give this a whirl because, number one of my business building philosophies is that my business will succeed in direct proportion to the number of entrepreneurial relationships that I have and that I work. So I'll say that again. So my business will succeed in direct proportion to the number of entrepreneurs that I hang around with. And although distributors, maybe like you, are entrepreneurs, many of you are not entrepreneurial. So when I run across a real business person, I don't say that as a slam against MLMers. MLMers don't have to be real business people. And what I mean by that is most of the times you just focus on the marketing, the hiring, training, recruiting, all that sort of stuff. You don't have to worry about, you know, human resources, the taxes in the different states, the compliance issues specifically, you know, as far as all those things, research and development, inventory, you know, cash flow, licensing, all of that sort of stuff. Most distributors are really fortunate because you don't have to worry about all that stuff. Your company does. So many distributors don't have to be quote-unquote real business people. They could do the fun stuff. So again, that's not a slam on an MLM distributor. But sometimes I get frustrated because the entrepreneur that an MLMer might be is not very entrepreneurial. So I wanted to work with more entrepreneurs because I knew that we'd be able to swing doors of opportunity open for each other, especially with some of the different things that we're doing, including this radio show. So when I had the opportunity to start to develop a separate sales force, that was another thing. So as an MLMer who, or home-based business person that might be listening to me, I don't really train you. How do I mean? I mean, I could. If you take advantage of the things that we have inside the LMS and the early training, I certainly could, but I don't. Now, why is that? Well, it's the nature of the business. It's kind of like you get trained by your upline and your company, and you do those webinars and those conference calls, and although I might be able to train you and, I don't know, maybe train you well, I won't say better because I don't know who's training you now, but let's just say pretty good. The reality is that I don't because it's just not the way it's done. So when I started to build the small business loans, I got a chance again to really build my own salesman. So we do webinars every day. I help them with three ways in closing, and I'm building my own sales force for my own company in that division. And if you're looking out and, or whatever, if you can always kind of give you some feedback of that. So it really has no conflict, if you will, because it's a totally different thing. And I really enjoy training a salesperson. Plus, there's a word called leverage, and we deal with bigger deals. On my MLM side, heck, we can have a customer give us $1 to start our phase three program at $19.95 a month. Or we might have traffic that sells for $25 as a small package, or maybe some of our leads packages or some of the other things that we do. But when I deal with businesses, it's in a different category. It's in the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, tens of millions, and even more. So when we deal with small businesses, and especially with some of the things I'm going to mention a little bit later, we get a chance to play lots of different areas. So, and big stuff. I mean, I'm talking about big stuff. We have some deals that are in the $800 million range. That's a big number. That's more than many network marketing companies might do in a year, and we're talking about doing a deal. So having said any or all of those things, that's where my 2020 started. For many of you who are still alive, you remember that something else started in 2020. It was called coronavirus. So that made a real big thing, right? Imagine starting a business at the beginning of the year, and all of a sudden by March, stuff like the coronavirus thing is going on. Well, as a result of the coronavirus thing going on, of course, a lot of people didn't really know what to do. I'm going to say like this, my observation of a lot of the world was they didn't know what to do. They were moving in several different directions at the same time. And if you're moving in several different directions at the same time, there's really no net movement, meaning you're standing still. Like you're really not sure what to do. You start going over here, I'm not sure, sure, blah, blah, blah. They're closing businesses. Your kids have to come home from school. You can't go to work. You got to wear a mask. You can't do this. You can't do this. Your grandparents are going to die. Oh, my God. You know, there's going to be riots in the street. So it was a little freaky. During February into March, we started to do small business loans with the programs the government put out, the PPP and the EIDL. I'm not going to get into that. But those are the Paycheck Protection Plans and Paycheck Protection Program and the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. And that, sincerely, gave me a really comfortable feeling of being able to help small businesses as well. Because just like we like to help MLM people, I was able to help small businesses too, probably at the point where they needed it most. So having said those things, February and March, relative to that portion of my business, was a little bit on the up and up and like all over the place side, because a lot of businesses stopped getting the funding that they needed because banks didn't really know what to do. So if you were going to loan money, would you loan money to a restaurant? Probably not. Not when restaurants were closed. So having said those things, that brought us into, you know, March and April and May, and now here it is July for those people that might be keeping score. And everything is more or less up again, kind of like in full swing on the business loans. So we're really rolling with that and developing a really nice sales force. And also pushing me to the brink of my technology relative to we needed new programs. So it spent a lot of time on programming and developed relationships with different programmers and blah, 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 all of that sort of stuff. So now what else does that mean? I get a chance to really help out another whole industry. So we've always helped people in home-based businesses, and I think we need to be able to help more people in home-based businesses than ever before, because there is no going back to what it was. So most of us have kind of figured that stuff out. The next thing is we are helping businesses, because businesses need websites, businesses need advertising, businesses need radio shows. We've done radio shows for businesses as well. And then businesses need money. So funding is really important. Now, as a result of this wonderful industry, I have a lot of friends, just like you do, and a lot of contacts and associates. So we know a lot of people. And as a result of that, we've expanded to actually do things like temperature scanners. So temperature scanners are really important, especially with facial recognition for this coronavirus, because, again, we're dealing with businesses. So businesses need to be able to scan and recognize the people that are coming in. And we deal with other products related to the safety of employees against this coronavirus and the safety of customers in relationship to this and the opportunity of actually having real conversations with real businesses. So in my mind, I've probably never felt as satisfied that we are help the number of people that we do, because I've always loved helping the individual and maybe the MLM company or the affiliate program or the affiliate marketer. But we never really help the businesses, the MLM business maybe, but not regular businesses. I couldn't do anything for the pizza shop guy or maybe the person who was dealing with home health care or maybe the person who ran a traditional construction site. So they were, in essence, just outside of the niche that we were working on. But now, because of the things that we're doing, they really do blend together, and we are helping out a whole bunch of other people in a lot of different ways. So with the platforms that we put together, Building Fortunes Radio, MLM.News, Humongous Ad Network, so you can do a lot of things in the 20-somewhat years that I've been in existence. Because if it didn't exist, we made it. Also, I wanted to build it on my own. And part of the reason was I never really had confidence in building a platform on somebody else's property. So specifically, Facebook. A lot of people have been banned from Facebook. And we're talking about right now, I'm in the middle of 2020. We don't know what happened with the election as of this recording, but there's a lot of people that thought they were building a foundation that was wiped out based on whatever Facebook's new rules might have been. Twitter, same thing. YouTube, same thing. People's channels completely demolished as a result of that. I don't mind using the platforms of other people to do some recordings and things along that line and maybe even use some of their services. But do you really think I'm going to plant my and build my whole entire castle on somebody else's platform with the naive thought that that was going to be around forever? The answer is hell no. So, you know, a lot of you guys like Facebook. But I remember when Mark Zuckerberg started Facebook and the pretenses in which he started. And then I also watched Google become the predatory practices that they are. And although I love Amazon in certain areas, they have their wonderful Alexa product. They have great shipping when I really need them. But they also are a huge corporation that if I built my whole entire platform on them, they could squash me like a bug at any given time. And historically speaking, people like myself get squashed because we're outspoken, we're entrepreneurs, we're not sheeple, we don't follow the pack, we're controversial, we question things, and we are strong, meaning we stand up. We're not easy to push around, we stick up for the little guy, and we make a difference. Plus, we have huge reach. So guys like me are usually the ones that they try to squish. So I'd say thank you very much, but you're not going to have a chance to be able to do that easily. So having said any of all of those things, this is just a little bit of an update on some of the things that have been happening with Peter Mingles and Peter Mingles World. Now, for some of you, you've been around for a while. So you watch our videos when we made them when the kids were younger. So I'll kind of give you an update on some stuff personally. I got older. What the hell? How the hell did that happen? So when I started this, I was in my early 30s, I think. I guess 1996. So in my early 30s. And now I'm going to be turning 58 pretty soon. Holy cow, how the hell did that happen? I look in the mirror. I've always had kind of gray hair, but I look in the mirror and say, who's that guy? I got old. So I don't feel old. Maybe my body does sometimes. My knees don't work the same way. But attitude-wise, I don't feel old. And many of you probably know what I'm talking about. But kids grow up, which sadly enough, I really didn't plan on. And now I know that sounds really weird, but I always had kids. And my kids grew up, which I guess they're supposed to. You know, if you raise them the right way, they're supposed to, and they fly away, and they come back every once in a while, but they're independent. And I guess in that perspective, I guess we were successful there, but it still hurts. So I'm a softie that way. Tough as nails in other ways, but when it comes to kids, I'm a softie. So we got three great kids. I got one granddaughter. And my daughter, Samantha, joined the Marines. My son, who had some challenges with drugs, is clean. He's a good kid. He always was a good kid, but he got stuck on drugs. So when you're looking for mugshots and you look for Peter Mingles and you see somebody in a prison garb, that wasn't me, at least not yet. It is this recording. Who knows? They'll probably get me for something. But, you know, whatever. The reality is that, nope, that's not me. So he straightened himself out, gave us a unbelievable granddaughter. She is just something else, the light of my life. My heart broke when she left. He moved to South Carolina to go build boats. My other son, Vincent, got happily married to the gal that was the right one for him, and they wound up moving to Colorado, which he really enjoys. I mean, he really, really, really enjoys Colorado. I'm a beach guy, so I put some sand in my shoes or sand in my toes and give me flip-flops, a T-shirt. I'm in heaven. I don't need the mountains or anything else like that. I like to look at a flat ocean. You can see it on flaglerbeach.tv. Flaglerbeach.tv is my domain name where I get a chance to see the ocean 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And like I said, my daughter became a Marine, which is, I respect everybody that does any kind of honorable job. For the people that serve our country, of course, you know, what do you say, except for great things. That my daughter is doing that was tough for me because she's my daughter. So when your daughter joins the Marines, which I knew she'd always make it, so that wasn't the question, I was proud of the Marines before, but now I'm really proud of the Marines because of her. She makes me more proud of the Marines. So wherever that's going to go, I don't know. I take care of a dog now. So whatever. And I get a chance to do all the things, life by design, that I really wanted to. So because I get a chance to make my own rules, you know, my level of success may not be yours, but it's mine. It's my definition. Yours is yours, and I give you the ability to be happy with whatever you're happy with. But I wanted to run a home-based business. And that's what we're able to do successfully for 26 years. And hopefully for as long as I'm planning on being around, I'll be able to do more than less the same. And my pact was to be able to do as many things as we possibly can to help as many people as we possibly can do things the right way in a home-based business. And so far I've fulfilled that, but we still got a lot more work to do. Still fighting for the little guy, still developing products, still trying to help you if you're interested in having us help, or if not, just as a friendly gesture, just trying to add to the global community, you know, doing things the right way. So we appreciate you listening in, all your time, of course, all your attention. This was not planned. My guest speaker for tonight didn't show up, which could mean anything. She might have overslept. She might have sent me a text. She might have sent me an email. I didn't see it. I've been kind of busy today. So I show up anyway. And whenever I get stood up, I say this playfully, I don't mind kind of ad-libbing, giving you guys an up-to-date report on what's happening with PM marketing and the things that we're working on. So we appreciate all your time and your attention. And I scooted right past my commercial break. So we're going to play our exit. I pushed the buttons here too. And we'll catch you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.